1 year has now passed since the shocking massacre of 20 children and 6 adults in the unbelievable shooting at a Newtown, Connecticut school by a single deranged young person for no known motive or stimulus. And we aren't any closer to answers that might explain this most horrible of inhumane acts, but everyone who promised informed or official responses, from our nation's president to its most respected and learned minds, seem unable to compel reactions to match their expressed horror. Most of what has been proposed, both by the president and congressional members and practitioners in the scientific community, has the look of inhibitive research, but the feel of avoiding efforts that literally come to grips with the gun lobby's avowed raison d'etre, the alleged constitutional right to bear and use arms. While some minimal bits of inhibiting action may have given the anti-gun activists some cause for optimism, there is stark evidence that the battle they still must wage is yet to be joined. At the end of this anniversary year, since the massacre at Newtown, the chilling official statistics reveal that in the past 12 months, 173 American children under the age of 12 were killed by gunfire at some location in these United States. In truth, the inevitable clash has nothing to do with the assumed constitutional rights of citizens to keep and utilize arms in defense of their liberties. The sickeningly sad fact laid bare is all about the miserable mercantile right of those who pursue profit from the invention, improvement, and sale of weapons for the sole purpose of killing the greatest number of human beings with the least interference of mechanical and or legal restraint. Those engaged in such venal mercenary acquisition have maliciously organized and directed hirelings of every occupational background to devise and pursue the most effective measures to ensure the success of this atrocious enterprise. Those in government and their well-meaning proponents in the civilian community have avoided comprehensive confrontation of this plague and its perpetrators for too long. To remove it from the well-being of our children and theirs will require mobilization on a national scale. The first and most effective measure of this effort will demand legislation and action to drain the profit and participation from all those with political or governmental attachments. This is where the sound of citizen outrage must be heard and its frankness understood. If those who hear this agree, now is the time for them to speak out loud and clear.